Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. It is afternoon now, everybody. This is Keith Hibbert, Pensacola Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Florida GovCon event down here in Tampa. This is day two, and I have two of the members of the entrepreneur panel, and so this is my world. We are Calvin and I, entrepreneurs. And so you guys speak my language, I think. And I can relate to a lot of the things that you probably ended up talking about this morning. So I know they're doing some other stuff over here in the corner, so hopefully we won't interrupt them too much. But I want you guys to go ahead and introduce yourselves and let everybody know who you are.
Okay, my name is Sherry Daugherty, and I'm the owner and CEO of DAI Solutions, which is a management consulting company based out of the Washington, D.C. metro area. And we really work in the transformation and change management arena, helping organizations implement large IT systems, as well as helping them work with their people to really grow their capabilities within an organization. Mm-hmm. So we have three practice areas, which are human capital, learning, communications, and branding, and all that kind of mixes together.
Very cool. It's a lot too, isn't it?
It's a lot.
It is a lot. All right, Rod.
Okay, my name is Rod Duke. I'm the president and board member and an owner at Qualys Corporation. And Qualys is a woman-owned small business located in Huntsville, Alabama. That's our headquarters. But we do have some folks in your listening audience down at Eglin Air Force Base. We've been a long tenant there at around 15 years or so at Eglin Air Force Base, doing systems engineering, technical assistance-related work, and test and evaluation services. But we support our warfighters kind of nationwide, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, as well as the NASA program, and helping with national security with the Missile Defense Agency. But happy to be down here on the entrepreneurial panel.
Yeah, very cool. So what did you guys talk about this morning? I mean, what's some of the big stuff going on in the entrepreneurial world?
So I think what we really talked about today was, you know, what we did to kind of get where we are.
Yeah.
And what are the successful steps that we took to get our game straight.
Yeah.
And I'm a big advocate of networking, networking, networking. When I first started the business, I probably called every single person I've ever worked with or ever knew, and every single company in the Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. area.
Oh, the friends and family plan?
Yeah. Joined every organization known to man.
Sure.
Got on every committee that I could possibly, just to build those relationships, and then tried to get small pieces of teaming opportunities to kind of grow the game.
And that leads to, you know, you find somebody who finds somebody who finds somebody, and the 6 degrees of separation now become two. And before you know it, you've got the things that you need, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to find what you're not good at and then find somebody who can fill that gap, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once you find the opportunities, then you got to jump in and really help with the proposals, not just sit back and hope they hand you some work.
Right.
And then if you win, then you got to find the right staff and make sure you deliver. So it's kind of a circle of life.
The circle of life. Yeah, there we go. There it is. And we don't have to pay Disney for that either. So
that's right.
Rod, what were you talking about this morning?
Well, I kind of touched on what I felt was important for entrepreneurs and new startup companies, and really companies in general, to be focused on to make sure that they are adding value to their customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with that, you know, finding a niche that you're very, very good at that other folks may not be as good at. You know, becoming a thought leader in the area that you specialize in. And building, you know, relationships with your customers, relationships with employees, and relationships with other contractors, to be quite honest, for teaming opportunities. But we did hit on, you know, just on the daily activities of what I felt was important for companies to, you know, not be just a me too contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do this, I can do that, but to really have a niche and some intellectual property, perhaps, that they bring to the table as to how they can do things better for our government customers.
Very cool. So when as you guys were talking and doing all this stuff, were you getting a good response? I mean, were you getting a lot of questions asked? Did it feel like people were really you know, grasping that to be an entrepreneur isn't just necessarily, oh, the whole romanticism of being an entrepreneur. It's still work.
Yeah, we divided ourselves up into groups, and the group that came to my table was a lot of questions around should I or shouldn't I, what does it take to do? And as we discussed, you got to have a risk tolerance, and you got to know what that risk tolerance is, because you're not just going to start a business and the dollars are going to roll in. I think some of the service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses have an advantage these days, because especially if you get certified through the VA, you're going to be able to get some really good contracts by having the right skill base to walk in there and work it. But other than that, you know, you're going to have to kind of, like I did, claw up the wall, so to speak, and just build the relationships.
Yeah.
You know, you go after deals. You got to have past performance. You know, it's the chicken or the egg.
Right.
How do you get a past performance if you can't win a deal?
Right.
So how do you win a deal and get a past performance, which often is teaming with the big guys, so that you can get some past performance, build that, then it gives you the basis to go after things on your own.
Yeah, so piggyback a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I still do that, you know, even 15 years
down
the road. Sure,
collaboration works.
Absolutely.
We wholeheartedly support that one, too. So what do you guys like so far about GovCon?
Well, it's been a good interaction with the folks. I felt like, back to your earlier question, I'm going to circle back to that if that's okay, because I kind of went around and gave everyone fist bumps this morning, and they were kind of, okay, hold that thought, fist bump. So, I felt like I got a lot of people had their ink pens up writing when I talked about the fist bump, so I can run through that in about 60 or 90 seconds real quick.
Go for it.
Okay, so the F I tell my folks is for look to do things fast and faster. Need to make mistakes faster, because once you make the mistake, you know, you can go ahead and correct it and move on to the next thing, but always be looking for ways to do your job on a daily basis fast and faster. The I in fist bump, I say, is intellectual property. Always be looking for ways to build tools and models for your company to have that intellectual property. The S is for strategic. Really, as an entrepreneur, almost every decision you make needs to have some sort of strategic, longer-term, value to it. The T, I say, is for thought leadership. Just being a thought leader in your area and really spending some time doing some serious critical thinking, that I call it. The B is for best and brightest. Always look to be hiring people that are actually better than you, right? Mm-hmm. Best and brightest in their field.
Be the dumbest guy in the room, I always say.
Exactly. That's you're accomplishing something then. The U, I say, is for urgency. If you have that sense of urgency over every task that your customer gives you, or that your bosses give you, or that your teammates give you, that's always been a trait that I feel like helps you to be successful. The M is for just plain old management, as I call it. Management 101. How many times do we not plan, control, organize, motivate? You know, if you went to college, chances are you had Management 101. Pull that book out and just do the basics. And then last is just professionalism. In your documentation you present to your customers, in the way you present yourself, the way you present your company. So anyway, I felt like I got good, a lot of smiles and head shakes, and people with their ink pens going this morning when I kind of gave them the fist bump.
I'm going to use that one when I get home.
Okay, fist bump. There you go. You got it.
Very cool. So anything that you all want to see next year as we put this together?
I really like this year. I was here last year as well, and I like the fact that she moved it to 2 days, because I think it gives you more time to kind of connect and stuff. I would like to see probably more structured networking at the 5 to 7. We're a little bit tight in that bar and restaurant area, and make it really, because that's to me very important to the whole group, is the networking, getting to know everybody, having time to sort of talk and mingle and
maybe we should do a big bonfire powwow circle and give everybody like their 30-second kind of thing.
Yeah, that might work.
It might work.
You never know.
I don't know what half of these people do.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's some solution I can offer them.
Absolutely.
And everybody else. I mean, that's why we're all here, right?
Yeah.
Well, it is the Florida GovCon, so I know there's some talk about potentially doing it in Orlando. I've heard that rumor. And gosh, how about, Florida's a big state, right? So how about
Pensacola?
Yeah, Pensacola sounds good. Or Fort Walton Beach area next to Eglin Air Force Base. you would get a whole new population. I think a lot of the Tampa people would still come up, but there's a lot of folks in the Fort Walton Beach, Pensacola, Navy contractors there, as well as Air Force. And so Florida's a big state, so.
Yeah, yeah. So part of the reason we've came down here is to help Jenny and ourselves with I-10 Wired, which you see in front of you here, and to collaborate and sort of start bringing Pensacola and the north, you know, the I-10 corridor and I-4 together. So you guys might get some stuff in your email here pretty soon.
That'd be great. That'd be
great.
We'll
take it.
Real quick before we get out of here, if anybody's interested in what you guys have to offer or wants to get any more information, where can we send them to?
Probably the best for me would be to go to my website, which is www.dai-solutions.com. We have pretty much everything about us there. Or somebody could email me if they want, Sherry Darty, which is SED@DAI-solutions.com.
Okay, for me, well, again, my name's Rod Duke, president of Qualys Corporation. And for you Twitter fans out there, I am at Qualys Prez, and I'll spell that for you, QUALISPREZ. And be happy for you to follow me, and I'll follow you back. But Qualys website is spelled, again, QUALIS-CORP.com. So you can reach out to us out on our website there. And my email address is RDUKE@Qualys-Corp.com.
Well, great. Well, I want to thank both of you for sitting down with us for a little while this afternoon. We're going to get out of here and let the speaker finish, and we'll be here for a little while, so let's chat about Pensacola. So.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Guys, you can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. You can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com.